Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs. Hello, everyone. This is your co-host, Kelly Walker, and welcome to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. We are so excited for our show today. We have an amazing show lined up for you. Today's segment is Achieving Your Dream, and we have the incomparable, the dynamic, the powerful, international superstar with us today, Dr. Cheryl Wood. Let me tell you a little bit about Ms. Wood. Dr. Cheryl Wood is an international empowerment speaker, 11 times best-selling author, a leadership expert, and master speaker development coach for women. She teaches women how to own their story and unleash the power of their voice. Dr. Wood has trained countless women leaders across the U.S. and abroad in South Africa, India, France, United Kingdom, Canada, and the Bahamas. She empowers women leaders to get out their comfort zone, courageously take risks, and create a living legacy using their voice. Dr. Wood has been featured on ABC, Radio 1, Forbes Magazine, Huffington Post, Sheen Magazine, Essence, Black Enterprise, Good Morning Washington, Fox 4 News, Fox 45 News, The Washington Informer, The Baltimore Times, yeah, I'm still going, African American Newspaper, and numerous other media outlets. She has delivered keynote presentations for a host of large and small organizations, including NASA, the FBI, the U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. Department of Agriculture, the United Nations, Verizon, National Association of Legal Professionals, National Association of Professional Women, Federally Employed Women, Women's Council of Realtors, Women in E-Discovery, and yes, I am still going, Blacks in Government, PR News, and the Congressional Black Caucus, to name a few. Wow, we are absolutely excited to have you today, Dr. Cheryl Wood. Hello.
Hi there. Look, you are so great at introducing me. I want to take you everywhere I go to speak and let you introduce me.
Hey, well, listen, I would love to go along with you. You are an amazing force, honey. Amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Wood, tell our listeners, who is Cheryl Wood? I mean, I've given their bio, but you know, we've heard you speak before, and there's nothing like hearing from you what your story is and what Cheryl Wood Empowers is all about.
Yeah, so I always like to give just a little of the personal and then a little bit of the professional side of me. So on the personal front, I am a wife. My husband and I just celebrated 13 years of marriage. Hallelujah, praise God that we still like each other. and we have three beautiful children together. I have two sons and a daughter. Our sons are 12 and 13, and my daughter is 16. I still can't believe I have teenagers in the house, but that's the season we're in now, and I love it. I love everything about motherhood. I am a God-fearing woman. I know that I couldn't be where I am today without God's divine orchestration in my life, so I'm very clear on that. On the professional front, everything that you read in the bio is definitely accomplishments that I am super proud of. But I would say just at my core, I am just a woman who is ambitious, who is courageous and tenacious enough to go after what I want and not to let anybody tell me that I can't create the life that I want on my own terms, a life that I'm in love with. And because I've been able to do that, now I have this passion and this fire in my belly to go out and teach other women how to do the same, how to create a life that you're truly in love with. And so now I can be the reflection of it's possible, because if I can do it, so can you.
I love it. I love that. Fire in your belly. I was going to ask you your definition of empowerment, but I think you almost gave it to us.
I could add to that. I would say empowerment is really claiming ownership of what your life looks like and deciding if that's good enough for you or if you want more. And if you want more, having the courage, having the boldness, having the audacity to speak up and say, the life I'm currently living isn't the life that I'm in love with, and I'm committed to doing whatever I have to change it. That's empowerment.
That, you know, I like that, but, and it sounds like you have it all together, like you've always been this awesome, confident person, you know, who loves their life. Can you tell me, and I'm sure, was there a defining moment that really steered you in this direction, that said, you know, this is what my purpose is. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. So I always like to say, you know, when people read my bio, like, it's so sexy. Oh, she's been featured in Forbes and Essence and Black Enterprise. And she's looking for the FBI and NASA. Like, you are coming in on chapter 10, which is the sexy chapter. But chapters 1 through 9 was not this sexy, I promise you. So if you go back to my chapter 1, the beginning, I mean, first of all, I grew up in poverty. So I was raised in Baltimore, Maryland, and literally a housing project. And it was called Lafayette Project. And so I saw really scarcity my entire childhood. There was nothing in my environment that said abundance, or you can be great, or you can be a giant in the world. Everything about my environment said, you're going to be a statistic. You're just going to be another one of these kids who is growing up in poverty, growing up in scarcity, and you're probably going to be another statistic just like they are. Even coming into the entrepreneurial arena when I did, which wasn't until 2009, I had so much head trash already going on in my own mind about who I wasn't and who I couldn't be. I was steady looking for to other people to validate me and give me permission to be amazing. So I dealt with negative self-talk, self-limiting thoughts and ideas about who I could be and how I could show up great in the world. And that took a lot of hard work and time and energy and effort, really in the area of personal development, for me to get over myself and realize that I had this unique gift. It was a God-given gift. I didn't give it to myself. I had this unique gift of communication that would allow me to touch more lives in this world globally than I ever imagined I could. That I could actually use my voice to become a beacon of inspiration for someone else. And so when you figure that out and you find out that you have a God-given gift, it's then your obligation to share that gift so it can transform somebody else's life.
Yeah, but how do you even recognize that? How do you get started? You know, you talked about the limiting beliefs that you had in your own mind. And, you know, so what was that thing that told you, you know what, I need to take the limits off? I have a gift in me. It's time for me to be who I was designed to be. Like, what was even your first step of doing the work of personal development? How do you get from one place to another?
When you get tired. When you get tired of hearing yourself say you're tired, that's how you know it's time for a shift. So yeah. I got so sick and tired of hearing myself say I was sick and tired of being a mother of three. When I found myself in 2009 as a mother of three, I had worked in corporate America for 15 years as a legal secretary. So every day I went and punched the time clock, built somebody else's dream, sat in a cubicle and shuffled papers, you know, had no window to look out. I didn't even know what the weather was like. And once I became a mother, I wanted something more. I wanted to show my kids something different because I wasn't happy. I was just existing in this life. I wasn't living it to its fullest. And when I became a mother, that everything shifted. Like, you want to become this beacon of inspiration for your kids first before you ever become an inspiration for anybody else in the world. I wanted them to see me as this strong, powerful woman who was willing to take risks, who was willing to play bigger than she had ever played before. And so I took the risk. In 2009, I just started small. I didn't have a full blueprint. I didn't have a roadmap of how do I do this thing called entrepreneurship. But I had such a desire to change my life. Like, it wasn't okay anymore that my kids were in somebody else's care for 12 hours a day. Like, you got to get in so much pain that you are like, I'm tired of being in pain. And I was tired of being in pain. My entire adult life, I had been told I would never have kids. God had a different plan. I had these three beautiful, amazing, healthy kids who somebody else is raising, because I got to go off to a job, which means I got to punch them in at their daycare at 6 a.m. I don't get back to pick them up until 6 p.m. And then when I do pick them up, I'm bringing them the worst parts of me, the grouchy, angry, distraught, tired, frustrated mother. That's right. Not fair to anybody. So that was the really almost the tipping point of what made me say there has to be something different. And I've got to be bold enough to get out there and seek it out, because there's a quote I live by. You never get what you deserve. You only get what you demand in life. So the question became, how am I going to demand of the world that I'm worth more? And that was taking the risk to start a small business that I wasn't sure about. I had doubts about. I wondered, is anybody going to buy the stuff that I'm selling? Is anybody going to support me? And I kept my full-time job while I was doing that. So I was just all about being hungry enough to go out and seek what I wanted, and knowing that by being in movement and being in motion, that the answers would ultimately come to me. But most of us don't even give ourselves that opportunity to find the answers, because we're so afraid of what's on the other side of the movement that we create towards that uncomfortable and new thing.
Girl, I'm already throwing my shoes and running around. Shakar, what do you think, girl?
I am just blown away. You know, we had the privilege of hearing her speak on a conference, a virtual conference. I had it for the first time 2 weeks ago. And we were pinging back and forth saying, oh, my gosh, she is on fire. She is amazing. So, yeah, this is just the second part, right? Second half of just to hearing such a phenomenal woman, you know, talk about, you know, how she's rose to the occasion, how she's manifested and how she's affirmed herself and didn't take no for an answer and didn't let anyone stop her. I think it's great. Absolutely great, Dr. Woods. Absolutely great. My question for you is this. You know, I heard you talk about how, you know, you got tired of just being tired. You know, you talked about how you had all these challenges, all these different circumstances that were around you that basically told you, you know, you wouldn't be anybody. You wouldn't show up and you wouldn't be successful. I'm looking at 2020, right? This is a year that so many people have dubbed the year of 2020 vision, right? This is the year they're going to affirm everything and make everything happen. Well, we know we're now in May. We know what we're currently dealing with the COVID-19 and how it's just completely changed the whole landscape of how we do things, right? What's your take on when you have a vision, right? As it relates to one's passion, right? What's your take on how do you keep that vision? How do you not lose that fire when you're going through, you know, things that we're going through now? When the year started off right and you thought, you know, hey, 2020, your vision, my 2020 vision, I'm gonna make this happen. And now we're dealing with this. How do you make sure? How do you continue to encourage yourself or encourage someone else to? Don't lose that vision, you know, make sure you stay on track. If this is your purpose, stay on track. How do you encourage them to do that?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think number one, knowing what you were born to do. So I'm very clear. I make no mistake about what I'm born to do. I am born to speak life into other people's journeys, other women's journey, to remind them that they are enough, that they can self-validate, that they have everything it takes, or as I often say, that they are capable, they're worthy, and they're enough just as they are. So when I say assured of what I'm born to do, that means I don't have an option not to do it just because the world economy is shifted. It means I don't have an option not to do it or to check the opt-out box just because things aren't going the way that I expect them to go. That means I show up and I do the thing I was born to do regardless of what's happening around me. That's a real commitment to using what God has gifted to you, right? Like, if you're only going to use it when times are good, what use is that?
Right.
For
exactly.
me, it's how exactly. do I show up and pour into people's lives and serve people even when things are bad, even when things have shifted, even for my own business? How do I still show up and show gratitude and appreciation for what I've been given that is a blessing to someone else? Because every single one of us are sitting on gifts. It's not just me. My gift just happens to be speaking and communication.
Right.
But every single person has a gift. So the question is, do I show up and do I serve well with the gift even when things aren't exactly the way I would like them to be? That's how you know someone is committed to leaving legacy. And I'm all about creating legacy. So wow. My legacy needs to say she showed up and she served even during COVID-19. She showed up and she served when we were out of COVID-19. Before, during, and after, she used her gifts to help someone else. So when you're in the business of serving and helping, you're not worrying about COVID-19, a pandemic, or anything else that's happening. You're worrying about getting up and recommitting to your assignment to do what you were born to do.
Awesome. Awesome. Absolutely. I love that. Show up and commit to your assignment. That is awesome. Well, we're going to have to stop here for a moment to pay some bills, but we'll be right back with the esteemed Dr. Cheryl Woods. So just give us a second and we'll be right back.
Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at Lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in the Entrepreneurial Elevation Lounge. We are being joined today by Dr. Cheryl Wood. Dr. Wood, I am praise dancing in my studio. Praise dancing. Listen, so let's go back. Before commercial break, we were talking about moving on past COVID-19, and you are a woman of action. And I read somewhere where you were saying, don't Netflix and chill, but bill. I love that. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, don't Netflix and chill, sell something and bill. Meaning, as entrepreneurs, we have to make sure that we are maximizing this thing that we have more of than we've ever had before, which is called time. Most of us as women in business, we're normally saying, man, it's not enough time in a day. I wish I had more time, a few more hours, because we're juggling our responsibilities with our possibilities.
Yeah.
And so now we're in a very unique space where we have more time, which means you should be creating. You should be producing something. You should be selling something. You should not just be using this time to lounge. Now, I'm not saying that all of your time, your full day at 24/7 that you have to be working, but you have to make sure that you're creating some level of balance between rest and self-care and chilling. And, oh, am I out here in the marketplace producing? Because selling and buying is still happening. The only question is, are people buying from you or are they buying from your competitor? And if you're not showing up because you're on the couch Netflixing and chilling, then you're not going to get the sale.
Absolutely. You talk about procrastination being the enemy and how that can keep your dream away from you and the profitability.
Absolutely. I mean, I think two things are the enemy of our success. I think procrastination is one, like playing the win-then game. Oh, as soon as this happens, then I'm going to go into action. And I think the other opposite side of that is perfectionism and people waiting for it to be perfect before they hit that button. And what I know is both of those are never going to lead you to impact that you want to make, and it's never going to leave you to profit, which means you're always going to be that person sitting on the sideline watching everyone else make impact with their gifts, watching everyone else increase their profit margin while you're sitting and wondering, why am I not able to soar and thrive in business the way I want to? So you got to really abandon all ideas that what you're going to produce in the marketplace is ever going to be perfect, because you're not perfect. So
right.
Stop trying to produce something that has perfect written on it. Instead, be willing to be perfectly flawed. and to share that in the marketplace, because that will magnetize more people than you ever trying to show up perfect. And then procrastinating, just not waiting. Your tomorrow is not promised. One of the questions you asked me a little earlier was, what was one of the main tipping points? And one of them was, yes, I got tired of coming home and picking my kids up after 12 hours a day. But the other one was that same year that I started my business earlier in the year, by the end of the year, I got a phone call on Thanksgiving Day of 2009 that my father passed away. And my father was only 59 years old. He passed away of a massive heart attack in his sleep. So that was for me a wake-up call to say, if you really want to live this thing called life, if you really want to create legacy, if you really want to leave generational wealth, then you got to start working on it today. You can't afford to put that on your tomorrow's to-do list. And so we have to stop procrastinating and move in our gift and our lane of brilliance now.
And that was leading to my next question, Doc, because I was going to ask you, I think you opened the show with talking about inspiration. And I wanted to know, was there a specific person or that inspired you to keep pushing? But it sounded like it was your dad.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of people that I look to. My mother was such an amazing woman. But I'm saying was, as in watching her raise three kids by herself in poverty, and how she made things happen with nothing, like little of nothing. Went to work every day, worked for 25 years for Baltimore City Public Schools, but still was just so beneath the poverty line that it was hard for her to put food on the table for us. But she never gave up. And I never saw her come home grouchy and take it out on us. And I never saw her lose hope or lose faith that something better could happen. So that for me was a huge lesson to witness firsthand of how you persist and persevere, even when things aren't quite going the way that you want them to.
Wow, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing, Dr. Woods. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you talk. And I keep hearing, you know, certain things that keep resonating with me. I keep hearing affirmation, right? Self-affirmation. I keep hearing, you know, you manifest the things that you want to manifest. Tell me, Dr. Wood, you know, you talked about, you know, your struggles and a lot of different things. If you had to talk to our listeners out here, some of our new entrepreneurs that are trying to get started, right? What would be some resources that you would recommend that they go to help them to stay encouraged? Like, what things did you read? What things did you listen to help you as you were going through that process of making sure that you kept affirming yourself, you kept manifesting what you wanted in your life? You know, are there any particular resources that you would encourage other new entrepreneurs that are just starting to take that journey that they should read if they're at this point now where they're feeling a little bit downtrodden and need some encouragement, need to figure out how to get back on track to affirm themselves? Any resources you could give us?
Yeah, For one, I'm going to reference one of my books, which is called Master Your Mindset to Manifest Your Big Dreams. And pretty much all of the books that I put out outside of my anthology projects are books that are powerful tip books that someone can read quickly. They can allow that thought to penetrate into who they are and who they're becoming. And then there's usually a space for them to reflect and journal. So I would highly recommend that. And then I would just say, be someone who is a seeker of knowledge, right? Because what you need may be different than what I needed when I started in my journey. But I was always a seeker of knowledge. So I would talk to other people and ask them, what books have you read? Or I would go to Barnes & Noble and I would just look through the self-help section. And I would just pick out titles that resonated with me, what I needed. Is it more confidence? Okay, let me try to find a book on confidence. Is it my mindset, my belief systems? Is it my infrastructure? What is it that I need to learn more about so that I can get to where I want to be? And I was just very intentional about going and seeking that out.
That's awesome. You know, another question that comes to mind for me is, you know, a lot of people who, like myself, like I said, I had the pleasure of being indoctrinated to Dr. Woods and that phenomenal speech you did a couple weeks ago on the virtual conference I attended. If I'm a new entrepreneur on this call right now, listening to you talk, you know, what would be the one thing you would want to leave a new entrepreneur that's just getting started with? What would be the word of encouragement you would give that person as of like right now? One thing you would leave them with to say, this is what you need to do, start today and not give up and not do. What would be that one thing for a new entrepreneur?
You know what? There's a quote that I love by Tony Robbins. He's, you know, a motivational guru who's been doing what he does for, you know, 30 plus years. And the quote says, a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken a new action. And if there is no new action, you have not truly decided. So what I would ask you is, what is the action that you are taking that aligns with what you're saying you want? Because there's one thing to speak about living your dream. There's one thing to speak about wanting to master your mindset and create this life that you're in love with. That's one thing to talk about it. But to actually be in movement towards it is a completely different thing, because that means you have to face your fears. It means you have to get over yourself and get out of your own way and out of your comfort zone. It means you have to slay all of those self-doubts that you had and those self-limiting thoughts. It means you have to connect with other people who are of like mind, no matter how introverted you might be. So it means you have to move intentionally towards the things that scare you the most. If it don't scare you, it won't grow you. And that's what you have to always remember. So you should always be in some type of action and movement, not just, oh, I'm talking about what I want.
Awesome. Awesome. I like that. Don't just talk about it, be about it, right? Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Kelly, you know, I'm going to pass it back to you and ask you, what are your thoughts about that? Are you still running around the house? Are you still shouting? Because I know this has been enlightening, encouraging, uplifting. So I'm going to pass it back to you and ask, what are your thoughts on what we're hearing from Dr. Woods at this point?
Girl, I'm out of breath. I just run around here throwing stuff. The dog's looking at me like, what's wrong with my mother? this has been absolutely inspiring, chock full of wisdom. And I tell you, Dr. Wood, if nobody else tells you today, you have lit our fire. And I really, really, I hope that our listeners, not even I hope, I know our listeners have been lit as well. You're powerful, sister. You're powerful.
Thank you. It is what I was born to do. And I think when you are aligned with what you're born to do and you don't apologize for it and you don't allow anybody to discredit it, that's just how God allows you to show up. And it has nothing to do with arrogance. It's simply confident in knowing that every day that I have breath in my body, I owe it to myself and to the world to show up as the best version of me.
Yes. Yes. So what's next for you? I can't imagine that you don't have, something in your mind that's next that you want to do. What's next for you? What's going on in Dr. Wood's head?
You know, the great thing about being in this COVID-19 space is that it's forcing me to do some of the things that I had kind of fallen off from doing because my lifestyle had changed. I was always, on a plane, on a train, in a car, automobile, somewhere, going somewhere and speaking. And now I have all of this time to create that I haven't had in like the past 6 years. I have time to go and connect with new people and new communities virtually that I haven't had in 6 years. So I just feel like a kid in a candy store again. I feel like I did when I first started my speaking business, when I was like reaching out to people and connecting and doing podcasts and doing interviews. Like that fire in my belly is back again. And it's not that I lost the fire, but it's just this re-energized fire that I have about touching lives that I've never touched before, tapping into communities I've never connected with before, doing collaborations with people that I didn't know them and they didn't know me. Like, it's a powerful place to be in. So I think that's a big piece of it. And then the secondary piece is really mastering this digital space. So one of the things I just did was I opened up a new virtual membership platform called Elevation Entourage. How ironic. Our names are so closely linked, the name of your podcast. But Elevation Entourage is based on the premise that no woman entrepreneur should be running her race by herself. Like, you should always feel like you have an entourage with you, behind you, supporting you, cheering for you, empowering you, uplifting you, and holding your feet to the fire for what you say you want to accomplish. So I started this membership. I literally just launched it yesterday. We call ourselves the EE Squad, Elevation Entourage Squad. And so that's open and available for people to join who want to stay connected to like minds. And then I'm continuing my work of teaching women entrepreneurs how to leverage speaking and their messaging as a way to generate increased profit. And I do that through my Vocalize Women Speaker Program. So those things are still ongoing. And I'm just opening myself up to new opportunities as we continue to grow and our norm starts to shift and change, I'm shifting and changing and pivoting right along with it.
I love it. Sign me up.
Wow. Well, we're going to pause right there, and then we're going to come back and wrap up. We've got to pay some more bills. So, Dr. Wood, if you can just hang tight with us while we go take a sip of water and cool off. You guys, this has been a powerful podcast. We'll be right back after we pay some bills. Hang tight.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back from our little break. We're the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, and we're here with Dr. Cheryl Wood, and we're about to close out, and I can't believe that the time has flown by, Dr. Wood. Oh, my goodness.
Time goes fast when you're having fun, right?
Yes, and my belly is full. I'm out of breath. I'm just like... But I tell you what, all the things that you have shared today, thank you for being transparent about your story. Thank you so much for sharing your nuggets about just, you know, how we can develop ourselves and being relentless in our pursuit of our visions, keeping the fire burning. You know, I hope every one of our listeners sign up with you. Because you're absolutely dynamic. Thank you again for joining us.
It's a privilege to be here. Iron sharpens iron. I love what you ladies are doing in the marketplace. This is what women need. We need to know that our voices matter, that our expertise matters, and we need to have a space where we can come to and be reminded not to give up, not to slow down, but to keep doing the thing that we were born to do.
Amen. Amen, sister. Well, listen, so how can our listeners keep in touch with you? We want to make sure they can connect with you.
Absolutely. So I am, my handle is at Cheryl Empowers, all across social media, at Cheryl Empowers. I hang out on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. And if you want to connect with me through my website and learn a little bit more about some of the things I'm doing, you can do that by going to CherylEmpowers.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much again. It was absolutely amazing having you on our show, and we're looking forward to awesome things from you.
Amazing things from you, and we hope to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Hey, listen, everyone. This has been the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Thank you so much for joining us today for our Achieving Your Dream segment with Dr. Cheryl Wood. Y'all connect with her. Please connect with her. And we have enjoyed having you today. That will do it for us. And we'll see you next time in the lounge.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and elevate, 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 elevate.